Nolte, queer bookseller blacklists Harry Potter books over J.K. Rowling's pro-women views. By John Nolte on June 26, 2025. A fascist bookstore in San Francisco has blacklisted the popular Harry Potter books over author J.K. Rowling's perfectly reasonable opinions on the anti-woman transsexual movement. These modern-day McCarthyites, who identify as queer booksellers, posted a sign where the Potter books would normally be found that reads, "In May of 2025, author J.K. Rowling publicly committed to using her private wealth from Harry Potter to develop the J.K. Rowling Women's Fund, an organization dedicated to removing transgender rights in the workplace, in public life, and in protected female spaces. With this announcement, we've decided to stop carrying her books. We don't know exactly what her new women's fund will entail, but we know that we aren't going to be a part of it. As a group of queer booksellers, we also had our adolescences shaped by wizards and elves. Look at us. It's obvious. If you or someone you love wants to dive into the world of Harry Potter, we suggest you do so by buying used copies of these books." The J.K. Rowling Women's Fund has a very simple, reasonable, and pro-woman mission statement. The J.K. Rowling Women's Fund, JKRWF, offers legal funding support to individuals and organizations fighting to retain women's sex-based rights in the workplace, in public life, and in protected female spaces. It provides women with the means and confidence to bring to justice cases that make legal precedents, force policy change, and make positive contributions to women's lives in the future. The lunatic transsexual movement is all about allowing biological men to steal women's sports accomplishments and then allow men into places that should only allow women. Places like bathrooms, locker rooms, women's prisons, and women's shelters. Men who believe they are women are either flaunting a sexual fetish, mentally ill, or willing to identify as a woman as a means to win sports victories they never could if competing against other men. It's outrageous and a total violation of women's legal and moral rights. But these queer booksellers are so obviously hateful towards women. They have not only embraced McCarthyism, they are violating a cause against book banning they openly embraced just a few months ago. More proof that leftists believe in nothing but their own fascist cause. In December, book banning is the worst thing ever. Today, all in a perverted effort to allow men into women's bathrooms, not so much. Leftists want men to be able to humiliate women during the game and then humiliate them again in the locker room. These people are something way beyond sick. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.